Your daughter's had diabetes now for nearly 30 years. Would you like to reflect on the changes you've seen?
Many changes. I suppose there were two main ones. One was the testing, and the other one was syringes, and now, of course, it's the pen, which is much easier. We started off with a glass syringe, which is a big thing with a, as I remember, rather a long needle. We'd have to keep this in Surgical Spirit, which the we had on prescription, if I remember rightly, and then boil it up every so often, make sure it was clean. This was difficult because we used to go camping a lot, and in a tent, and you don't really want to be bothered with things like that. So I remember going into, it was Co-op Chemist, and asking for a disposable syringe, because I thought, why not? And she just turned and walked away from me. And it wasn't until afterwards I thought, well, I should have explained myself a bit better why I wanted one. But it upset me a bit because I thought, do I look like a drug addict? Fortunately, she was seeing a health visitor at the time, and she supplied me with some. Then we went on to the disposable syringes, and it was quite difficult because all these things weren't on prescription. And so sometimes the hospital would let us have them, or the GP. And eventually the British Diabetic Association, Diabetes UK now, got a lot of these things on prescription. And now, of course, it's a pen, which I don't know very much about because that's been since Julie's left home. But I do know that it works a lot better. The testing changed quite a lot as well, because the tablets that we used to put in, and they'd fizz and that. We used to have a little chart on the bathroom wall, with all the different colours to know what was what. Then we went on to little dipsticks. And again, those weren't on prescription. So it was very difficult. They wanted you to do your testing, but it wasn't easy to get hold of the sticks. But I think now they are. Of course, now you've got the little blood testing kits, and Julie's very up to date with those. She did go away from the blood testing for a while, and I know that a lot of kids did the same. She would put readings in her book that really didn't happen. She got caught out on that when they started doing the tests that would say what your blood sugar had been for the last few weeks. So that stopped that.